Shluchs and Gimels, if you'd, Yesh, Oymen, to Yochel, Bishavai, Tiyo, Sefer Teira, Lut, and Baruch, and Lass, and the Tom of Kol, Mash, and Yirtze. Kol, Shalai, and Vishai, Likus, the Rabbi. To those that say that one can sell his private Tashmishik Dusha, and according to this opinion, he could also do what he wants with the money, because he's similar to the Shivat Teira, Ir, the Vayimir, Anche, Ir, when things are sold from the city, he has full jurisdiction of what he owns, in his opinion. And even in Sefer Torah, one is allowed to sell and use the money for whatever he wants. But the rabbi says that he will not see simin brocha from this money. As far as giving it over to the tzibur, the shabur brings all the rabbi, says that if he gave it over to the shul to use for public reading, even if he did not makdish it, mamish, that's another reason that he will not be able to sell it, and therefore he does not have a good explanation why people do sell Sifrei Torah, even though it was given over to the shul. And the answer is that since the minhag is to sell them, it's as if they made a condition, nachatchila. Continues in the Chavav, Yesh Misha Oise, Elim Kein, Lilma Torah Isha. Second opinion says, under all circumstances, one cannot sell Sefer Torah, whether it's a private Sefer Torah or it's a public one, and the seven appointees together with the tzibur want to sell it, unless the money is going to be used for Limud HaTorah. Magen Avraham says this applies specifically to the Sefer Torah, that Tashmishei Kedusha, things are not Sefer Torah, the cloth that is wrapped around the Sefer Torah, bimas, other things, and maybe Tashmishei Kedusha, everybody says that person can sell his private ones and use the money for what he wants. But Mishnah Berurah points out in your day the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that even by Tashmishim, according to this opinion, one cannot use the money for whatever he wants. The Achrayim also say if a person bought a Sefer Torah for business to sell it eventually, then supposedly he could sell it. In other words, that which was saying this opinion is he can't sell it is talking about a case where he bought it for his personal use and then changed his mind to sell it. He also brings in Shulchan Aruch Yodei, it's mashma that also other Sfarim also have a din as a Sefer Torah, and he should not sell them unless he needs it for learning or to marry a wife. Moshe Feinstein says that if you have excess Sfarim, you can sell the excess ones because you're not going to be using them anyway. Whereas others say that you should avoid selling any Sfarim that you have, and that's what it says in the Sefer Chassidim. Then the Torah means also if a person is learning and he's in poverty and he wants to just have a little bit more comfortable life that will make it easier for him to learn, it's also good enough. Sifu Dalaf, Basic Nesses, or the Vedin, the Aizim, the Knesses, Yoshin Shasosu, Chalitin, the Maton, the old shul that is knocked down and there's bricks and wood. One can't give as a gift because giving a gift is equivalent to selling it. You never give a gift for nothing. It's either because somebody did something to you before, you're hoping to get something for them in the future. It's the type of sale. You love Avi, you love Avi, and Avi, you love Avi. That's what I just said. What have the Kamech? The Chayin, you call him Lachlif and Bachayin. You also exchange them with other stones. The Hayin, you eat Chulin. And the old stones will be Chulin, and the new ones we use for a shul. And we'll also the Mashkin, Maskin, and Lashivim, Fila de Shiva Toyva Yir. Even though you can sell a shul with the seven appointees, but if you're not selling, you're just using it as a mashkin for a loan, or lending it out for people to use for their personal needs, or lending it to people as also, because since it still has this kedusha, you can't have it for using it. Tashmish is not kedusha. Selling it, the kedusha goes off, and then afterwards you can use it for what you want.